Back to the Lando Calrissian Experience. Me and James are here on deck. What's going on, brother?
What's up, brother, man? What up?
Yeah, man. Been a little time. They don't even know the last episode we did record. It just didn't sound right. It just got all messed up. So people like, dang, what else?
Yeah.
It just got all messed up. And the cat's been trying to get stuff together. But we back. We got a schedule we're finna work on. And we're going to be good to go, man.
Definitely.
Anything been going on your side since we've been off?
I've been just working on stuff, trying to actually get my whole schedule coordinated with my own self, man.
Right.
With this, back with the music, back trying to make the whole B-Battle community grow back in St. Louis again, get that whole producer community grown back in St. Louis again, working on that. So, you know, just different stuff, man. I'm just trying to do what I can and trying to help out with that right now. But that's why I mainly been working on it. And just trying to catch up on shows and different movies and stuff like that. Like, I got a chance to watch The Birth of a Nation.
We'll talk about that. Yeah, we're going to talk about that. Because when we did the last show, I was the only one that had seen it. When we tried to do the last one that got messed up, I was the only one that had seen The Birth of a Nation at that point. We're definitely going to talk about that. So first up, we jump in the news, man. The Punisher series cast Ben Barnes as his villain. They don't know who the villain going to be. But what you think?
I think it can work. Like I said, I'm just kind of curious who Ben Barnes could play, because Punisher got his fair share of villains. You could have a Jigsaw character.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to kind of hold off on Jigsaw, kind of how Daredevil's holding off on Bullseye?
Well, you could. I mean, you really could. I mean, you can insert different characters or different people, even from just that whole street level universe into, you know, that whole Punisher, you know, ordeal. If you really truly wanted to, it's really not a crutch to do so. You know what I'm saying? It's really not like you have to.
What do you think about like Bushwhacker or something?
It could work. I mean,
he's not a main villain though, right? He's kind of like a henchman more, right? Bushwhacker. You think
more? Kind of so. He's more like a, if I had to say as far as street level, like all the street level is concerned, he's more like a B-level villain. He's not like that, you know, like that. You know what I mean?
Why don't they do Mannucci?
Could do Mannucci. You could do Mannucci.
That'd be kind of dope having a woman villain, though, wouldn't it? Like kind of having the woman kind of hit. I mean, I guess they're kind of doing that with, supposedly with Luke Cage a little bit, but more, it looks like Cottonmouth is the main villain.
Hey, I mean, and then, you know, somehow, some way, Kingpin going to be involved somehow.
You think they're going to slip him in like he in jail calling some shots or something, like Cottonmouth go see him in jail or something to talk to him about something?
Possibly. I can see.
Hey, cats will go crazy. You know that, right?
I'm telling you. Like, so, shit, I can even see an instance where, you know, where the Russian gets hired as like a higher bodyguard or like a higher hitman or some shit like that.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you can put that shit.
But I don't even know who this could be. I mean, they were talking about it might be the dude. What's the dude from that John Travolta played? They made up that character.
Oh, you talking about Howard Saint?
Yeah, they was talking about maybe him. And I'm like, you got so many. He got a nice role. He's got a decent role gallery of crazy villains. Punisher dude.
He do. They're not as well known as a lot. Like,
but they
said,
crazy.
Yeah, that they are. You know, yeah.
Like Barracuda.
Barracuda. Right.
Why don't they, Barracuda? You got, man. Barracuda ain't no joke.
Hell no, he ain't.
Hey, that dude got his arms ripped off and kept coming.
Dude, I'm, man. So straight up, just crazy. He's just a crazy, crazy ex Green Beret nigga from what I remember. So shit,
And he's humongous too, man.
dude,
Who could
man,
they get the
bro.
who do, if they did do Barracuda, who you think they could get to play him?
Ooh, you know, nice size guy to play him, man.
I mean, the dude
You
you
can,
could have got to play him dead, Michael Clark Duncan.
yeah, true. I mean, you can get like a big wrestler ass dude. You can do you want a big wrestler? But you want a wrestler to do that shit? You
So you don't think he
can
should be
be
a
like
main villain? You don't think Barracuda could be the main villain?
He could. I mean, this just depends on who you would have like as you know as him. You know what I'm saying? It depends on who it would be. Like, you have to get someone like. That's what I'm saying, like, you know, if you wanted to take that route, just the cheap, easy way out, you could, like, you can't use someone like Batista, because Batista's already in Guardians of the Galaxy. But, you can use someone like, shoot, who else is big as fuck?
That's what I'm
God
trying to
damn.
think. I guess you did you go into wrestlers then? I guess you could use one of them wrestler dudes.
That's what I'm saying, like, someone from the WWE, like,
But they gotta be able to carry. I mean, I'm thinking if he's gonna be a main villain, he gonna have to carry the series though. You know what I mean? Carry stuff a little bit.
True. Like that's what I'm like. I'm trying to think of someone real, someone big like that that can that who be able like who be able to be that big and that physical, be able to act that well too. Like I'm trying to think. That one can come run across my mind like right now, but I'm pretty sure it is, but
Ving
just not
Rhames?
right
What about
now.
Ving Rhames? Or is he too
You
old?
know what? You know, eventually, no, it could work. That could work. Cause Ving Rhames, shit, all you gotta do is just snap into Melvin from Baby Boy.
That's what I'm saying. Or
Girl,
what was
yeah,
Homeboy
you're
in
right.
Pulp Fiction when he was what was the dude's name in Pulp Fiction?
Marcellus Wallace. Snap, yeah, you're
It's
right.
time to get medieval.
Yeah. That could, you know what? That could work. Like that could, like an older version of him, kind of more gruff and seeing some shit.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
dude, he's been in, he was in the Iraq War or something like that and been through some stuff. He was a colonel. You could kind of give him a little more of a backstory and maybe, you know, maybe he was working with Homeboy from the colonel that he had to kill that set him up. Maybe he was working with him or something.
True, and then that would explain that huge time gap right there. So yeah, there you go, right
And
there.
a and the age thing, you know, it would kind of
Right.
set up the age thing too. What about the dude from The Blind Side?
The dude who played the
Michael Orr.
I Do you think? I don't know. You
Is it
think
or is he
so?
is he or is he too nice looking? Like is he like kind of like
He too nice looking. Like Barracuda is straight up like a psycho. Like he a crazy looking ass. Like nah. Nah, he too nice looking. Nah, like Ving Rhames, you know, he the type of guy he can pull off a crazy look when necessary. I don't think dude could pull
Okay,
that
I
off.
got somebody. What about remember in the second season of Game of Thrones, the black dude that was trying to set up the Khaleesi?
Oh yeah. Oh, you talking about that dude? You talking about that big ass
Yeah, he
dude?
was the one that played. He played in the Bible series that came on NBC. He played
Samson. He used to play
Samson.
Samson.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he would be good. What about him?
He could work. Yeah, he could work.
He'd actually work the best, even more than Ving Rhames, because Ving Rhames kind of looking older in the face. If you want to kind of skew younger, you could go at him. That wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, you know what? That could work. No, that would work perfectly,
What
as a
about
matter
Tiny Lister?
of fact. Yeah, Debo. Yeah. Hey, you know what? Debo could work. Hey, for real, though. Debo could work. Hey, flat out. Hey, flat out. Hey, Tiny Zeus list. Hey, I'm telling you, he ain't locked up no more. He good.
He out.
Okay. So, hey, man, hey, get some money, man. Get this smart money
Yeah, cause he
down.
was locked up for like mortgage fraud or something.
Oh yeah, bro, get your money, man. Get your paper up, man. There's too much Marvel money out here. Go get that real quick.
Right, next up, Joe Manganiello cast as Deathstroke in the Batman film.
Yeah, Flash Thompson.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's a good look, man.
I ain't mad. I
That's
ain't
a
mad. I literally forgot that was him.
Yeah,
I was
cause
like,
they really didn't explore Flash Thompson much in the original Spider-Man series.
nah, I mean to the point now. I mean he really wasn't. He was just like a side character, like a supporting character.
Cause
He
Agent
was.
Venom wasn't made till after the Spider-Man movies, right?
Oh yeah, Agent Venom was made well after that. Yeah. So yeah. So Agent Venom is real too. Agent Venom
Yeah.
is dope. So that's why, yeah, he relevant now. He's dope in that aspect. But yeah, back
And
then,
he's a
nah,
big
man.
dude too, though, man. Because Deathstroke is a
Hell
big
yeah.
dude. That was the only
Oh,
bad part
yeah.
about in Arrow with my boy Manu or whatever. He's only like 5'8", 5'9".
Yeah, that's on like you got someone like Ben Affleck who automatically was like a good 6'3", 6'4", his
Yeah.
goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? Then you got this, and now you got Joe Manganiello, who you know he got to be around the same
He like
size.
6'5", they said, or something like that. So I'm
Oh
like
yeah, so yeah, that's perfect. Oh, that's perfect. That's the perfect setup. But I'd even say what's even more perfect setup is the simple fact that now that I had to watch Batman vs. Superman again another time, and I really was paying attention to like how he was fighting. Yeah, he fights like the Arkham version
He
of
does though. That
Batman.
he does though, like the Arkham game. You're right. You're
So
right.
he fights exactly like I was like, and then I'm looking at Deathstroke and I'm thinking like how I've seen Deathstroke in those games. I'm like, yeah, if they keep up that kind of fighting, yeah, that could be dope.
So
Yeah, that
what
could
do you
straight
think?
be
What do you
sick.
think they're kind of trying to do with this plot for this Batman movie?
Well, I mean, we necessarily don't kind of know yet. I mean, like, are we assuming this to be like a sequel, or are we assuming this to be a
No, this is
prequel
supposed
between
to
the
be.
20-year gap?
See, we don't know.
See, and that's why I'm kind of digging this universe, because you got 20 years to pull from any given point, and then you can still lead into what's going on now. So you know, you can make like a chunk of the movie like a flashback, and then still have like a forward going on at the same time, still going on within the main universe. So you can even do something like that with Deathstroke. Like Deathstroke himself, man, is like if Captain America was an assassin. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
yeah, yeah,
So, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? If he was a one-eyed assassin and like a cold ass one-eyed assassin. So it's like, and he has legit has bested Batman with hands before he actually
Yeah.
has done so.
He needs to be
And he's
challenged though, man. Like the Bane challenge was kind of weak to me, man. Like, I mean, I like, the Dark Knight movies, but that last one, it didn't seem like Bane. It to me, Catwoman killing him was so un.
That was anticlimactic,
Unfulfilled. Yeah,
yeah.
it wasn't fulfilling at all, man. Like Batman should have got that kill.
Yeah, he really should have. I agree. Like the
The
way
dude
he
broke your
is.
back and sent you out the country.
Right, and then he was smart. And he's smart enough to course the entire fucking thing. So he's like, why not? But my thing is, like, I agree. That was pretty anticlimactic. I was like, yeah, really? Okay.
She hits him with a
But
bike.
I was like, oh, okay. But no, like with Deathstroke, like the actual Deathstroke, man, now actual Deathstroke is smart as fuck.
Yeah.
Like he is legit smart. Like he's legit intelligent, legit has
But
military tactics.
isn't he got like some kind of, didn't he get something from Ra's al Ghul, but going into that to the pool too though sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he is mentally off, you know what I'm saying? So he's mentally off, but the thing about it is it only happened, I think, like I guess it's kind of like a PTSD kind of effect with him, you know what I'm saying? I
Okay.
think if I can break it down, it's kind of like a PTSD kind of scenario. But the thing about with Deathstroke is legit kind of calm, cool, and collected a lot of the time. So even then, that's still kind of hard to kind of flex with him because you got someone who's literally calm.
And he's kind of an anti-hero to a certain extent too. He's kind of like a depends on how what day you mess with him, if he's gonna be a hero or a foe.
Yeah, he's legit a mercenary. You know,
Yeah.
he's legit a mercenary, but since a lot of the criminals pay good money, shit, you know, you're gonna take the good money and do what you gotta do.
If the rumor is that they're gonna try to do an Arkham Asylum thing, but set it up like the Raid or whatever.
Man,
And
I'll
I'm
be
wondering
okay.
it. Because DC don't kill Deathstroke, man. Kind of stretch him out over a couple of movies. You know what I'm saying? Like, let him get beat up, maybe lose the Batman and jump off and jump on a helicopter or something. You know what I mean? That's flying by.
Yeah, no,
You know what I
they
mean?
can't
No,
kill
you
off
don't kill
Deathstroke,
him off,
nah.
man. Because you can kind of stretch him out and kind of have Batman as this dude is just constantly popping up as a thorn in his side during random movies.
Right.
And maybe even using him for intel. Like, all right, man, I know you mess with this dude. You didn't, but all right, well, I'll hook you up with this and kind of stretch him out a little bit. But if they do this Arkham Asylum kind of thing, that'd be kind of dope. Like a, but instead of like, instead of like the Raid, where you got to kind of
Yeah,
fight,
the
kind
Raid. You know, the Raid is my shit. I
yeah,
love the Raid.
yeah. Like instead of where you got to go through all different floors and all that, man.
Right,
Just like the
right.
game, just like all the first Arkham Asylum game.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. It'll be legit. Like I'll be all 100% for it. Like I said,
And
after
Ben
I kind of
Affleck
really,
is. And Ben Affleck directing it? Yeah.
man. And like I said, after analyzing it again and watching it, I was like, okay, so he clearly fights like the Arkham version. Yeah. This can work. Yep, this can work.
Staying in Batman news, man. Let's stand Batman news. Your boy Shia LaBeouf has got a thing going on where people trying to get him to be the Red Hood. Like that's like a big deal now in these
So
streets.
he wants to be the Jason Todd that died.
Yeah, and Red. Yeah. That's the thing that they pushing in these streets right now.
Well, I mean, you know what? I'm not going 100% knock and cut him out the way. I'm not going 100% cut him out because the Red Hood, he was legit an asshole.
And you said that
So,
it would fit him, you saying?
I'm just saying. You gotta get called spade a spade, you know. Sorry, Shia LaBeouf, I'm sorry, man, but you are kind of an asshole
Asshole,
to an
yeah.
extent. To an
Yeah.
extent, I mean, based off what we've been seeing. Or that's how the media portrays you, I should say. But I would say that'd be I can see him being a little bratty ass asshole to Bruce Wayne and shit like that, and then he got murked because he was talking too much shit.
Yeah,
And
and
yeah.
this is my question I was thinking about for you. Do you think they would try to do a okey doke and make the Robin that they do show Damian? And then just talk about the former other, because of course you're gonna have, because I think they're not gonna do Robin, you know, Dick Grayson Robin. I think they're sold
Oh
on making him
no. Oh no, they
Nightwing.
passed that. Oh yeah,
Yeah,
they
they're gonna make
passed
him
that.
Nightwing. So if we
Oh yeah.
if they do the Jason Todd thing and then he's gone and he's gonna be the Red Hood. Do you know? And then what's the next one? The third one. What's his name?
Are you Tim Drake?
Tim Drake. Do you think they'll skip Tim Drake and go straight to Damian?
Well, I
Or
mean, if you're
do the
talking
Robin
about
as
like
a, or
this
do
is
the Rob
what
or
they
do the
could.
Rob or do the girl Robin or what's her name? The girl Robin.
Well, they could just do. They could technically go into Damian, tying Damian. But the thing is, they're gonna have to make sure that all the other Robins get talked about in some way. Like you're gonna have to talk about, since we already know Jason Todd has already been referred to, then we already know Dick Grayson already had to exist in that 20-year period, and very possible Tim Drake already had to exist too. If we talk about 20 years,
Right.
something like so. I'm like, okay,
But I could have seen them
so.
like cashing in on the popularity of Damien, you know what I'm saying? Like
Oh yeah, I can see that happening, but we have to make sure, if we're gonna talk about Damian being the current
Oh
Robin,
man, I know what they finna do, dog. It
are they
just
gonna
hit me.
do?
They gonna do Son of Batman. Remember with Deathstroke in there where that whole beef with them and they gonna have Damien there with that man. If they don't do the Arkham Asylum version.
Well,
And that's how you got Deathstroke as your main villain. You know what I'm saying? It, with the son of Batman.
yeah, but like I said, the Son of Batman, like the way they played out Son of Batman as far as Deathstroke, that's not how Deathstroke really was Deathstroke. You know what I'm
Oh,
saying?
no. But I'm saying you could have him in that situation like that.
You could. I mean, in this universe, you could have him play like that. If they really wanted to, they really could have him play like that. Because, they really could. Have him have already have him close his eyes, get stepped. They play out just like in the anime version, for the
Yeah.
most part, like you're saying, right? They could really. I mean, you know what?
Because Damien is
I wouldn't doubt
popular,
they'd
man.
do that. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt that they wouldn't do that. You
Because
know what? I wouldn't doubt
they
that.
made that whole what that Justice League versus Teen Titans movie is basically a the third Damien movie, it felt like to me. Didn't it seem like that to
That's
you? Like it's basically Damien 3? Like
pretty much. I mean, because it was Son of Batman and Batman versus Robin and then Justice League versus Teen Titans. Yeah,
No,
you're
you
right.
forgot we got one another one. Blood what was it the
Bad Blood, that's
Bad
right.
Blood. So it's
That's right, Bad
the
Blood.
fourth Damien movie then.
Right.
So, but I don't know, Shia LaBeouf, man. He needs a check though, cause he ain't been in nothing in a long time.
He ain't did shit since what? Transformers movies, maybe a couple movies after that, maybe, but I can't
Hey,
recall.
let me pull up Shia LaBeouf's filmography here. He may not have had
Don't
a check
know.
since 2010, if you saying that.
He might not have shit.
Let's see what he ain't been in. Oh, he's in Fury, man.
Oh, okay.
And he was good in Fury. That was a good look for him.
He was a shooter. He sure was. That's
Yeah,
right.
and it was some two other movies I never heard of: Man Down and American Honey. Are the other
I
ones?
heard American Honey, but I never watched it, I don't think.
Yeah. So, yeah. Basically, after Transformers: The Dark Moon, he's only had Fury, and I guess you said Man Down was good, supposed to be good, right?
From what I've heard, I heard it's decent. From what I've heard, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, but no, Fury looked like it was good though, man. I mean, no, I've seen Fury. I'll take the Fury was good. He was an asshole in that. Damn, he was an asshole in that movie. He was an asshole in Fury too. Yeah, so dang.
Just saying.
He might need them checks, man. All right, next up, man. Staying in that universe. We're gonna stay in the DC. Actually, no. Yeah, let's stay in the DC universe, man. What do you think about this Justice League Dark coming being directed by Doug Liman? Does
Are
it
you
seem
talking
like
about
it's
the anime?
no. It's gonna be a Justice League Dark live action.
So that's what I was thinking about. You talking about the live action? You talking about the anime? Because
No, live action. They got an anime coming out soon, right? That's
right. Yeah, that's what I was like. Because I'm like, yeah, I read about both of them. That's what I'm like, which one
Yeah,
are you
I'm talking about
talking
the live action.
about? Okay. Yeah, I mean, Justice League Dark could work. Shit. I mean,
This, I
why
mean,
not?
but I mean, their timeline is all off now. Like, they should have thrown their timeline out, I feel like, at this point.
Well, I mean, Justice League Dark, I mean, really, it's just a bunch of obscure characters. It's already just obscure occult characters. It's just in the universe. I mean, because I mean, that's the perfect way to introduce, you know, my girl that I've talked about on the last battle on a previous battle of the week, Zatanna.
Yeah.
You got her. You got Constantine. Perfect. You got Constantine that's going to be in there. So, and you get the actual Hellblazer version, Constantine, not the Keanu Reeves version. We ain't talking about that. We talking about the one that actually had the
Yeah.
TV series. We talking about that's the real John Constantine,
Hey,
the one that looked like Sting.
I like the Keanu
So,
Reeves one, man. I ain't gonna front.
I did.
I like the
But if we talk
Keanu
about
Reeves.
the realistic Sting, now we talking about the one that looked like Sting from the Police Sting.
Yeah,
Like
the
we talking
team
about
with police.
that.
Sting and Dune.
Right. You know, you got Swamp Thing, you got Dead Man, you got Swamp Thing, Dead Man. Who else am I missing?
You said Santana.
Zatanna, Constantine, Swamp
Is Enchant
Thing,
would
Dead
Enchantress be with them?
Man. In this one, I don't know how which iteration. I think if they're going off the current iteration, I don't think she's in the current iteration.
Okay.
I don't think.
Oh, okay.
No, I
I'm
mean,
looking at the
don't.
list here. It says Spectre, Swamp
Oh man,
Thing,
oh bro, Spectre gonna be dope.
Phantom Stranger,
Yeah.
Zatanna, Sargon the Sorcerer, and Etrigan the Demon.
Etrigan, that real Etrigan. That's the other dude I was thinking about. Etrigan.
I mean,
Yeah.
I'm not gonna front. The reason I'm interested in this is the director of this is my boy. He did Edge of Tomorrow. He did American Made. He did he wrote The Bourne Ultimatum. All the Bourne movies he wrote. And then he did Mr. Mrs. Smith too. He
Yeah, man,
directed
I'm with
that.
it.
So I'm interested why he took that one. I mean, I guess and it's some mystical stuff. You can know, get, but I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe it. I think they finna play Cyborg, man. I
I
think they
think
finna.
that, I mean, it's already kind of been confirmed they're gonna play
Yeah,
Cyborg
but I
before,
mean,
you know what I'm saying?
but I
Like,
wish Jules was on here because he's talking about all the diversity and stuff. But they ain't even Cyborg. They putting him on the back burner. They just gonna make him the sidekick in every movie.
they might do that, man. They
Hey,
might do
he
that.
already gonna be the sidekick in Flash. Now, I'm the first one to say Cyborg don't need his own damn movie. I don't know why they was trying to do that in the first place.
Now, I can't really think of an actual villain that he has. You know what I'm saying? That
Does
he
he
could
even have
have.
does Cyborg have his own comic even?
Did he? He had a real short run if he did.
Yeah, he don't deserve one, man. I'd rather have you do a John Stewart black Green Lantern than that.
Oh yeah, because it's, shit, it's a Green Lantern, so he gonna have any amount of villains he got. Unless
Yeah.
he got, plus he got somewhat of an alien love story going on. You can use that.
Yeah, so
So.
Cyborg can go kick, but I'm interested in this, man. It's gonna be called Dark Universe. That's the official name of it. DC's trying to put in a little work, man. At least we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if they crap the bed or not, with some of this.
It's why we stand on DC News.
Yeah, we can stay on DC News.
Let's go in there to Suicide Squad making all that money,
Yeah, I was
bro.
gonna go to that, man. I got that on the notes, man. I ain't
Yeah,
got.
man. So I
Yeah.
remember once upon a
I
time
did,
you and
sir.
Jules
No.
you gotta
No.
eat
He.
your
I said.
words,
I said.
bro.
I said more than Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nah, you say it's never gonna break 700 million. I remember you saying
No,
that.
but I said beat Guardians of the Galaxy was specifically what I
Yeah, you
said.
said never breaking 700 million. I remember
I
that. Now
did,
we
man.
keep
I did, man. Chinese
it
people watch anything, man.
Hey, no, oh, China won't even evolve.
Yes, it is. Yes, it
No,
is.
it's not.
One of my boys
No, it's
saw it over
not.
there in the
China never
theaters.
got involved.
I wish I'd
China.
call my boy now, Boogie, and he's in Peking, China. He saw it in theaters there.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That actually released it? Because I remember
Yeah.
they did not release it
No,
in
it
China
wasn't
for a
supposed
long
to. He
time.
saw it 2 weeks ago.
Really? That
Yeah,
hasn't
he
released
lives
in
in Peking.
time.
He lives in Peking, man. He's been over there 2 years. Shout out my boy Bookie. He lives in
Either
Peking.
way, they broke 700 million, so you still gotta eat your words,
Yeah,
brother.
it's all good, man.
That's all I'm saying.
Transformers did like $4 billion. So we gonna say that, you
Nope,
know.
he's done. He's not. Don't be trying to. Don't be trying. Nah, man. Yeah, I was talking about he won't go have no legs. He won't go ahead and stand though. It's been pushing on, brother. So hey, y'all
It's
go.
fine.
Hey,
That's
just.
cool. I think people got bamboozled. Like more and more I read, more and more people really thought Joker was gonna be in there more.
Dude,
Which I
people
knew he
still
wasn't.
watching it, man. So.
I knew he wasn't. I had no problems with him not being in there, but some people did. It's all right. We'll
I mean,
see.
it's not a Joker movie, so I mean, what'd you expect? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Jules had this whole soliloquy in our group. If y'all want to join our group, we might as well say that the Lando Cal unofficial group is Marvel versus DC group. If people want to join, you know, the group Marvel versus DC. It's basically the unofficial Lando Cal group, right? Facebook group.
For
Yeah.
the most part,
Yeah, I mean,
for
there's
the
no
most
it,
part.
because there's no point in starting another group, and we already got all those people that are already in that group, so it's no
Right.
point, you know. But you, jo join the fan page as always too, Lando Cal, Larizen Experience on the
Most
fan
definitely,
page as
most
well.
definitely.
But Jules gives this long soliloquy like he's Macbeth finna die, about how Zack Snyder shouldn't get kicked off all these movies, and I think he
But
should.
he shouldn't get kicked off,
He
man.
should get kicked off, man.
I don't think he should, man. Like, I think y'all, I really do think y'all going way too much hard on y'all, man. Y'all be able to need to, dog. For real.
Jules is talking about Jules. I wish Jules had to defend himself, man, because he was caping up for him like no other.
I mean, my whole main thing is like I gave my argument as to why he should stay. Like for the most part, I me personally, like I said, me personally, based off what I saw, Man of Steel, outside of a few things, which you know that's nitpicking for me, just it is what it is. But I fucking enjoyed the movie. Alpha 300, Watchmen, Man of Steel,
What about that Sucker Punch?
Sucker Punch was that's a
Yeah,
one that's a one off in his scenario, but still.
I
That's a one-off. I'm gonna give him that. And he didn't have the second 300. Second 300 wasn't him. So
executive produced it though.
he just wanted the money. He didn't write a goddamn thing. Nope. He gave
Just,
the money. He didn't do
nope.
shit else
He
with
said
it. Nope.
nope. He said nope.
Nah. I'm just saying, like, part of what I've seen with Zack Snyder, I mean, with the material I have seen, what I have seen from, I have enjoyed it. Me personally, no, I think like people going way harder than what they need to. I do. Me personally, now, do I think some work could be done on his end on some stuff? It could be. But do I think like these are just get totally booted off after he gave us Man of Steel and Man of Steel was actually legit good? You know what I'm saying? It's just like,
But I think
I'm like,
that Batman Superman was like a it was like a win it was a lose lose situation I was thinking about for Zack Snyder, because he wasn't going like he was going to, if he if that, that the reason is, I think, is everybody expected that movie to make $1 billion and it didn't, so he's gonna be to blame of. But if it did make $1 billion, people would have been like, it's Batman Superman, it's supposed to make $1 billion. So I acknowledge that, but it's like, dang, dog, you got Batman and Superman in one movie, you got to make $1 billion on this, chief.
and you know what? And like I said, a lot of it has to deal with the two main things that, and
It should
this
have been
is
made
only
two
two.
movies, and that it should have been two movies.
Yeah, it honestly, it could have been two movies. I ain't gonna even afraid. It was a lot. It
You
was
could
a
have
lot
beefed up with
going
some
on.
more of the action, maybe with the him fighting the henchmen of I can't, Lex Luthor. You could have beefed up some of those scenes for a little bit more action and have them fighting them, you know what I'm saying? And then you could have started the second movie with them fighting.
But like I said, what I got with the Ultimate Edition, how it tied together, just me personally, is like I said, if niggas can watch, 3 hour long Star Wars, Lord of the Rings shit, why can't we watch one superhero movie 3 hours long? So that's my whole thing about it. So that's why I'm like, I was fine with the Ultimate Edition, how it kind of tied up even some loose ends, even for me, how it tied everything together. Let's say, mind you, do I agree with the original thing? Should have been a split movie? It should have been because it is technically two movies in one. I'm not even gonna front about that. But how it flowed together, not per the original, but per what I saw in the Ultimate Edition, how it got tied together for me, how a lot of stuff even got answered for me, how it even made sense for a lot for me. It was like, oh, gotcha. Okay.
Here we
And I'll
go.
see this. Here we go. For me, this is cool. But no, I do agree that it should have been two separate movies originally. It really probably should have had kind of, I think it kind of, you probably could even put them out the same year, like 6 months apart. You know what I'm saying? And it
Yeah,
probably
that's
could
what I'm saying.
work.
You could have did it 3 months apart and flipped it. You know what I'm saying? And already had both done and had some people still going to see, and then do a double feature where you could pay for both at the same time if you wanted to see both
Right.
at the same time if you didn't catch the first time.
Right, and that could have been a better plan. You know, honestly, I think that could have been a better plan. The honest goodness, but look, but that in the hindsight is 2020, and this is what we got,
Yeah.
and this is where we at now. So,
All right, we got a
you
lot
know
of
what I'm
DC
saying?
news, so let's stay in DC, man.
Yes,
Margaret
sir.
Robbie to produce a Harley Quinn centered movie, potentially with the Sparrow, the not the Sparrows, what is the name of the group? It's her,
Birds of Prey.
Catwoman, Birds of Prey. Her Catwoman, Poison Ivy, maybe potentially that. Are they saying maybe her and a Joker movie? That's what I'm
It
saying.
could
DC's
work.
adding a lot of different movies, though. I'm saying that's what I'm saying. Like they adding a lot of
It could,
movies.
like the, it's. A, I mean, it can work. I mean, like, it can work with. I mean, you gotta remember, like I said, it's a lot of material you can pull from. I mean, for all you know, we can get the glimpse into how the murder of Robin happened.
No. I'm not saying that they can't do it, but I'm talking about time for people to be able to do it. I'm saying they cramming a lot in. They already said they're doing a Man of Steel 2 as well. Like, if you look at the time, like, when are these movies gonna be made? They talking about a Suicide Squad 2 as well. When is all these movies gonna be made though? Like, they gonna be at a
I
point
mean,
they
you
gonna be
gotta
trying to
remember
do four
this.
movies a year at one point.
I mean, you gotta remember at the end of the day, I mean, this is Warner Brothers we're talking about. Warner Brothers got the money and got like several studios where
Right,
they
but
can
you
do the
still
shit,
want it
you know
this
what I'm saying?
spaced out though. You still don't want, I mean, you don't want four movies in 1 year. And that's the way it's looking like it's gonna be some of these years, four movies in a year.
Well, I mean, they could play it off, like I said. I mean, they could play it off with like, no, you could play it off. If you space it out right, you can honestly play it off. You can get away with max three. You can probably get away with it, depending on how you space it out. You may be able to get with three, two between two and three, I should say. If you release like two or three every year, you got a good kind of pace going. Really, I'll say three. You can do three now. Four, that is pushing it, depending on how you have to market
I
it and
mean,
do
right
everything
now they're
in this,
doing
you know, in that
okay.
sense. You know what
Right
I'm saying?
now, let's. I'm gonna go through their schedule now. The one that's at least the one that they say right now. Without these other movies being jumped in. So we have Suicide Squad, Wonder Woman's next year, first in June 2017, Justice League November 2017. Then we get to 2018. We got Flash, Aquaman, and Man of Tomorrow. All which is Superman, supposed to be Superman's sequel, Man of Steel 2. So you got three there. So Ben Affleck ain't gonna sit on the bench for this whole time and wait. So this Batman movie probably gonna be coming, gotta come out 2018 as well. So who's
Oh yeah, I mean, the thing about it is the thing about like with Ben Affleck, you know, since you know his reception overall sounds like he's Batman at this point, and people fuck with him as Batman. I think even with just that movie, I think he's gonna have, like I said, we can see he's gonna have his foot in a lot of shit. The way his character is, the Batman character is, like he was in Suicide Squad for maybe just a few scenes here and there. So they can do the same with like Justice League Dark, because they're doing that in the animated version where Batman is around in there. So you can kind of, they can probably do the same thing and put him in there, you know, in that kind of, you know, in that kind of central kind of location. I mean, and then at the same time, put him in the same kind, you know, put him in other, like I said, just cameos, like him as Bruce Wayne, have him be pretty much how Robert Downey Jr. is, like for Tony Stark, in a sense, you know, how he had like different cameos and different shit and stuff like that. Like
But
that.
my thing is, how are they gonna have time to do these, man? You got the Justice League Dark movie coming out as well. You're trying to add a Margot Robbie movie. These movies ain't gonna sit on the back burner for 3 years.
I mean, I don't, you know, that's what I'm saying. Depending on how you release it, space it out in particular, like I said, I mean, even though. Like for example, like for how we see like even we years like with Marvel DC movies coming out like how they are now, like we've seen times where like even though they're two different companies, two different properties, they're still under the same kind of umbrella, which is Marvel. Like with Fox with
So saying, oh, so you're saying
Fantastic
Warner
Four.
Brothers is saying that we can do that. We can maybe come out more movies per quarter because we own everything.
Right, that's what I'm saying. They have
Okay.
everything, like I said. Well, Marvel guys, you know, Marvel, they get, you know, they release maybe like two movies a year. Then you see Fox maybe release like a Fantastic Four movie, and then they release maybe like an X-Men movie somewhere close by, or either vice versa, or just release one or the other. So
Right.
you got like, but all this is still technically at the same time still Marvel. Even though we're talking about TV, they're still Marvel characters. So I'm assuming Warner Bros., like you said, since they do own everything, will own the characters for the most part. You know, they can say, it's like, well, shit, if Marvel making all this money doing like having X-Men and like MCU cut like two different MCU movies coming out and shit like that. Like that. Why the fuck can't we not have three DC movies come out in the same year? You know, why can't we do that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, or
Yep.
this or four or five. It looked like it's gonna be like four or five, four.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you see what I'm saying? So like, they was like, shit, we at least got the character. We can at least do it. So we actually have a better chance of actually doing it. That if anything, they got an easier chance of doing it. Way easier chance of doing it. So why not? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mind you, I do understand how it is. Can, you know, I can see the whole catch-up kind of thing. I can see that. But depending on how they market it and how they space it out, it could work. It could work depending on how they space it out. Like if you space it out like you get one summer block, you got one summer blockbuster, one winter holiday blockbuster, and then maybe give me something in between for like towards the end of the summer, you know, like beginning of the fall to hold me down for this. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Or
Okay.
you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you can just something like a filler kind of thing going on, because you know, because if you seen this movie, like, oh well, I want to see this, and then you hear like, oh shit, this is another movie coming out. Oh hey, I'm gonna watch that.
Right, that
You
makes
know,
more
like you
sense.
can, you know, you shit, that's just money. Like it just makes sense. Like if I'm able to go ahead and make this money, like, I'm gonna make this money. Like just because a whole season, like an actual whole summer season passed, like shit, people still gonna be hungry to watch some more shit. Not the same thing two, three times, and I'm like, oh shit, I got this now. It's kind of like how with Netflix, like with The Get Down, for example. Like, I'm a prime example with The Get Down. Like, The Get Down only put out half a season.
Yeah, which was
And
smart to
then,
me.
right, and then he put the other half, probably the beginning of next year. So, it was like, more likely the beginning of next year. So, he was like, okay, so I got a possible 6 month gap in between that. I'm keeping people fed. Like, why the fuck not? Like,
Yeah.
you're keeping people fed, like, with material, as long as you market it correctly, and it's not like you're not forcing it, and you're just marketing it in the correct way, and you're staggering it in the right way, it can work. I think you just have to stagger it.
Oh man, my boy, Doug Liman did do Jumper too, though, man. I just saw this.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
Yeah,
not gonna even go there with that one.
man.
That movie has so much more potential.
It's because I hate Christensen, man.
You think
I don't know what
it's
was like.
him? You
Like,
said it's
let's
you?
just keep it 100, dog.
Yeah.
Outside of that one movie, what was it, like Awake or something like that, was like the only legit movie I say I really truly fucked with him in it.
Yeah.
Like where he had, you know, they had to get the heart, and he had to get the heart surgery and all that other shit. You know,
Yeah.
like that's the only legit movie I say I can really say I really legit like by him. He was it. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. It may be him, dude. I don't think this is the line, man.
How you
Because
see?
Jumper had a dope premise, man, for
No,
real.
Jumper had a good premise. Maybe it is him, man. Man, that'd be crazy. That's crazy if it is him.
I'm just saying. I mean, I'm just. Come on. I mean, look at what's the movie? Look at Takers. Look at all the Star Wars two and episodes two and three. Look at shit.
What
What
you think
else?
about Takers? What you think about Takers?
Takers was cool. You know what I'm
It was
saying?
all
But
right. It was okay.
it was cool. It was cool for the moment. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was kind of like one of the movies. It was just cool for the moment. You know, now mind you, shout out to all the brothers on getting their money. You know, no hate towards them, no for shade, not at all. But it was just like, to me, it was just, I think, a movie just for the moment. You just get that quick money, and that was it. That was it. You know, that's how I saw it.
Okay. All right. So let's move on to my I hate fucking Fox moment. Mr. Sinister is Mr. Sinister is mate is the villain in Wolverine 3.
Well, they totally went. I mean, we know they went back. See, and this is why, and this is why, y'all
Dude,
needs to be
don't.
giving DC so much hate, but you got a nigga that literally went backwards.
Oh,
Went backwards, yo.
look, my disdain for Bryan Singer is documented. So, look.
I'm just thinking, like, okay, so I'm like, it would make sense to do Mr. Sinister first, then
Shout
do
out to Tech. Shout out
Apocalypse.
to Tech Supreme. Who did you see that status? He's where he actually went back and what? Remember he was arguing with us about. He said Apocalypse was the best movie, combo movie of the summer. And he went back. He had a status of saying, "I rewatched it. It is a very bad movie. I'm sorry."
I was like, well, we're
And you saw me right up under no comments, right up there, Johnny on the spot.
I was like, well, shit, Daryl ain't too far behind where he is.
Yeah, shout out to shout out to producer Tech Supreme, man. You came onto the light, brother. It's all good. But man,
Oh man.
why is Mr. Sinister even in Old Man Logan? Why? Why?
Like I said, man. I mean, like I said, man. They had it since what, 2000? 16 years at this point, bro. They had more time than they had way more time than the MCU
And
could have ever had, bro.
I'm glad Singer's gone, man. He's not supposed to do the next X-Men movie, but I think he's messed up the time continuity so much that the next director is just gonna be he is just bad for him. He has nothing to work with because the continuity's all messed up. Everything's all messed up.
They're gonna have to do a Deus Ex Machina type moment and have everything wiped out and restarted like a second Days of Future
Because
Past
my thing is
moment.
though, you set up. That basically you basically set up that Sinister will be the villain in the next X-Men one, but no, you're gonna put him in the Old Man Logan movie, which is basically set in the present day, or whatever, and him being older. Unless they try to do X-23 though, and trying to put shoehorn it in there some way.
I mean, we already kind of figured that's what they pretty much doing with
Yeah, but
X-23
yeah,
if they're
because
shooting
they're
them
trying to bring
anyway.
him anyway, because he doesn't want to play Wolverine no more.
I mean, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, just the way how Apocalypse ended
Okay, a
being,
question
I mean,
for
you're
you,
gonna
though.
have to have.
No,
Go ahead.
before you go into that, no, a question for you, though, because I'm sure. So, is Deadpool currently, is his timeline with us now?
Possibly.
Because
I
I'm trying to
mean,
figure out how that would combine with, Mr. Sinister and, Logan and everybody over at the X-Mansion. Like, so is Colossus gonna be young? Is he, older now? Like,
I don't know. I mean, we would have to just assume that Ryan Reynolds, Deadpool, is got to be within that same universe because it's Fox and it's X-Men. So it's only safe to assume that he is in that exact same universe.
so he's current. So he's in the. So when he this Deadpool was in 2016. It was that up
We
there.
would have to say so, yeah, only because they can easily say because of Days of Future Past, shit got easily retconned and a lot of shit fixed itself. You know what I'm saying? And
Okay.
they, I mean, they can easily say something like that, and just use that as a retcon moment and say, okay, that's why that version of Deadpool exists. And then you can erase, really, you can erase everything that happened in X-Men 1 and 2 and all that. You can erase all that shit because everything's going off of what
Hold
happened
up, but
per
even in
Days of
Days of
Future
Future
Past.
Past, though, but so Old Man Logan can't be current day because
Oh
he
no,
can't.
it's not current day. It's 50, like 50, 60 years in the future.
Oh, well, they were trying to. They were saying somebody was telling me it was supposed to be current.
No, like the actual Old Man Logan story is like,
I know the Old Man Logan. I'm talking about the one they're doing. I ain't talking about
oh,
the
like
comic.
no, okay, I'm thinking something about that. So I'm like, oh no, like no, that's like straight up like Dark Knight Returns long. What the fuck? I'm like, nah,
No, no, no,
like what?
no, no. No, I know that. Why? And that comes out
Nah.
soon, though, too. That comes out in March, man.
See, I don't know. Like, see, that's my thing, and that's why I'm starting to think, man. Because I'm like, if it is current day, how does that happen? Are they gonna do some kind of weird, stupid ass thing, saying like, oh well, over in age, and he's called the Old Man Logan. Duh, duh, duh. I'm like, what? Come on, don't do no bullshit like that. Like, if you're gonna do it right, just say, hey, this happened 50, 60 years in the future, where he stopped killing, became a pacifist. Woo the wah, mind you can't use the Hulk family. Thank you. Shit, you can't use Hawkeye. Thank you. You can't use Red Skull. Thank you. Can't use Doctor Doom. Thank you. So I'm just like, fuck.
I don't
Like,
understand it,
how?
man. Like, and my thing is, though,
I
and isn't Sinister's only thing that he could be killed by is by Cyclops blasts, right?
That's what it seemed like. I mean, be honest with you, G. Like, I don't know, man. Like that's one. Like I they had 16 years, bro. That's
Unless
all
they
I'm
flip,
saying.
unless they flip, unless because they gotta figure out a way to combine, because Cable's supposed to be in the next Deadpool, so you gotta figure out a way, because Mr. Sinister made Cable from Scott Summers and or what was it, like a clone of Scott Summers? No, it was Scott Summers and a clone of Jean Grey.
Yeah, Madeline Pryor.
Yeah, so I don't know what Fox is doing, man.
I'm like, oh, trust me, it doesn't make sense.
He said, "Trust
At this
me."
point, I'm at the point where I'm like, okay,
He said, trust me, it
Like,
doesn't make sense.
it doesn't make sense because you can't not, it doesn't even make sense to really have Mr. Sinister after Apocalypse.
Yes,
Because
that made no
it
sense
doesn't
at
make
all.
sense. Like, that's the one thing that doesn't make sense. Like, it's
He
like,
became Mr.
it's kind
Sinister
of,
because of Apocalypse.
right, it's kind of like if they did, it's kind of like if they did Darkseid. It's kind of like if they did Justice League movie, they did Darkseid first, then Steppenwolf second. Like, that don't make fucking sense. That don't
That's
make no motherfucking
true.
sense. Like, no, you wouldn't do that. Like, no, you would have low tier, high tier, just like you have this low
That's like
tier,
having
high
Thanos and
tier.
then Ronan.
Exactly. It's like having, it's like, why would you? That's doesn't, no. This just literally does not make sense to me. But if this, that's what Fox want to
Yeah,
do.
let's get off of that, man. Let's go.
Hey.
Benicio del Toro is looking. They're trying to get him to star in a new Predator sequel, Predator 3. Shane Black is
That's
writing it
interesting.
again, which who wrote the original Predator and Predator 2.
I'm with
Yeah.
it. Like, now, and Del Toro is, and I really like Benicio Del Toro. Now, how he could fit. Well, shit, I mean, if you had Dan Murtaugh, number two, with them badass knees running, shanking niggas
Hey
and
man, don't
shit,
hate on that, man.
hey.
Predator 2, we've talked about this before. Predator 2 is a statement for black people. That is a statement of black power.
This nigga had them bad ass OJ knees,
Hey,
nigga,
that's what kept him alive.
running out. Hey, I'm telling you, he's the
Look,
only one
look.
who straight legit killed a predator. I'm
Look,
like,
look, look, look.
oh
The predator, hold
snap.
up. Look, the predator couldn't. He thought he was shooting at a regular man running speed, but the knobby knees made his cannon go off. He can't tell because it's not a normal man's speed. Because he's not a normal
Ain't gonna
man's
lie,
speed.
he was the first person on camera to actually kill the predator.
Yeah, he's the only. Well, I guess in Predators, did
Yeah,
he?
because you're the Yakuza dude, he straight killed a predator hand to
Yeah.
hand. You had Lawrence Fishburne's character, apparently he killed predators and shit on
Yeah.
there. So, but nah, I give Danny, he's the first person on record as of now who's a straight up killer predator.
Yeah,
We have to
man.
say that. We all have to say that. Yeah, Danny
Danny
Glover is
Glover,
the
man.
first
So, but no,
person.
Benicio del Toro would be good. I would like that, man. At first, they were rumoring The
Could
Rock
work.
was going to be Duke at first and take up the Duke mantle, but I guess that ain't going to pop.
Nah. You go.
That'd be kind
Well,
of
I
dope,
mean.
though. It'd have been kind of dope with The Rock playing that. I could have seen that.
Well, you want me as Dutch? You said you
Dutch,
want me
Dutch,
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 right?
Dutch. I'm sorry, not Duke, Dutch. Yeah.
Okay. That's all like, shit. That could work. Actually, that would be dope. That would be hella sick. Like, cause let's just keep it 100. The Rock is pretty much the only dude that came from wrestling right now who straight up is legit making it as an actor.
What about Batista?
Outside of Batista coming his own, I'm saying straight up, just saying.
Oh, you're talking about where some people won't even know that they was a wrestler before, you saying, like.
Exactly. I mean, everyone know who The Rock is because at this point, he's just going by. I mean, he still go by The Rock, but he's
He goes by
going more by
Dwayne.
his gift, The Rock Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Batista is still just, Batista, but everyone know him as Dave Batista. But he's coming to himself more since now he's getting his Marvel money. So shout out to Batista all day, every day.
Yeah,
You know,
I can't even get mad
so,
at that. But I'm
so,
glad that Predator's getting back on track, man, because all
hell
these
yeah.
Predator movies, man, oh my God, yo.
Hell
And I
yeah.
like the
Like,
Predators, man. Like, because if you dig into, like, I used to read the Predator comics as a kid, man, and it's so, their homeworld stuff, all the stuff there that they do and the rituals and stuff they do is deep,
yeah,
man. It's
man. Hell
crazy.
yeah. Bro, I know, right?
Take me to
Yes.
the, because did you hear about the original script Shane Black? The original script Shane Black had was it was going to be Dutch, Danny Glover, and I mean Murtaugh, and I forgot who it was, somebody else.
Murtaugh.
Murtaugh, we might as well call him Murtaugh from
Murtaugh,
yeah,
nigga.
from Lethal Weapon, for Lethal Weapon. But it was going to be the base of the Predators were going to kidnap them and put them in a ring or put them. With, 'cause they were the only two people to kill predators technically, and put them
Right.
in like a another on the home world in like kind of arena battles on the predator home planet.
And that, no, that's interesting because I'll say this. I'm gonna say this, man. I've never, all three Predator movies, like Predator 1, 2, and Predators, all of them wasn't whack.
No.
They wasn't. That's, I will say they
Except
were
when they
not
got to
bad
the
movies.
AVP, when they got to the AVPs, that's when it went down.
Yeah, we ain't talking about AVP. I'm talking about Strictly One, Two, and Predators.
We ain't talking about AVP. That doesn't
About
exist
these
in
three
continuity. That
movies.
don't exist in continuity.
Exactly. Like that's part of like, hey, I mean that. I mean they, and mind you, they are part of the same shared universe, but no, we talking about strictly their own movie. Nope. Now, like I agree. Like I've heard, I've read up a little bit about them myself, man. I agree with you, man. Like they is straight up a warrior-like race, man. Like
Yeah,
all the way
and
up
like
the
different
rope.
colors for different ones. They explain all that kind of stuff. You know what, like different, like red is like more like the your savage warriors, and some of them are like outcasts that have kicked out, and you know, and it, dude, like put us on the Predator homeworld, man.
Hell yeah.
Put us on the Predator
Predator, I mean the
homeworld.
Predators movie, see that can work with humans versus predators on the damn alien homeworld, so why not take them to the actual
I
homeworld and
wonder
let
if they're going
them
to
fight it out?
incorporate. I wonder if they're going to incorporate
They
anything from Predators in, or are they just going to kind of let that be its own thing?
could incorporate it in. I mean, why not? I mean, it's still part of the same universe.
Yeah. All right. Next up in our topics, let's see. Antoine Fuqua is supposed to direct the Scarface remake.
It'd be the second remake of the original Scarface. So
Yeah,
shit.
I mean. I guess, you know, I'm cool with it. Antoine Fuqua is a great director, so it's gonna be bang bang and blowing up and explosions all over the place. So
But do we need another Scarface remake, though?
that's the question. That's the but it's supposed to be maybe set in California or whatever and be like Hispanic dude in California. Which would be a different flip on it.
It would be, I mean, but saying his name probably won't be Tony or Antonio, because that's what the first two were named,
Yeah.
Tony. So, probably gonna be the same kind of shit. So,
El Diablo. It'd be El Diablo.
right.
His name be El Diablo.
It probably will be El Diablo, man. Hey, shout out to Jay Hernandez, man.
Yeah. But it's
But,
not needed, though, man. It's not needed.
nah, I don't think it's necessarily needed. Nah, I mean we got the two remakes we got. I mean I think we should just keep, me personally, I think we should keep those, but like I said, I do like Antoine Fuqua.
Yeah, I like
I
Antoine
do
Fuqua, man. I like him a lot.
rock with his movies. So
All right.
you know
Go. Go.
no, I'm just saying, hey, you're like, it could work. I won't, like I said, with his vision, I definitely want to see it work. It's just, I wonder if they're gonna make it strictly this, like, just straight gang lifestyle. Like, how are they going to do it, and like, how are they gonna play? Like,
And like you
that's
said,
what I'm
do we
kind of,
need it?
right. So it's, I don't know, man, but we'll see. We'll just see.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see. Spike Lee's movie, She's Gotta Have It, is coming to Netflix as a series.
Yeah, I remember watching She Gotta Have It, man. Back, I'm like,
That's an
shit, damn,
interesting look. That's an
man.
interesting flip to do a series of She Gotta Have It. I like that
That is,
concept.
man.
I like that. I like Spike Lee doing that. I like him doing that a lot. Because that
I say
ranges
it could
out the
work.
series. Yeah.
It could work. Like, I mean, as a Netflix series, why not? As a Netflix comedy series, that shit could work
Yeah. Yeah.
beautifully. Like, if shit like, look, if shit like Love and Master of None can make it, why not?
Yeah. So
And I
yeah.
fuck with Love and I fuck with Master of None, so why not?
Yeah, why not? Why not? The Get Down is good too. Why not?
Exactly.
The
So why? I
Down is
mean,
too.
bring it on. I'm with
All right, so Fox is suing Netflix for stealing employees right now. It's the standard in Netflix world.
your bitch shows me.
Yeah. Hey man. Hey man, Fox be taking L's, man.
Oh man, that Netflix pulled a Mac move, man. Pulled a Goldie move on
Hey,
your
they did. Yeah, pulled up
motherfucking
in that brand new Lincoln Continental up on your hoes on the corner.
right. Fox is pretty Tony and
They called and they talk, he Goldie. They Goldie. Netflix
they
Goldie.
Goldie. And we here got the bottom bitches. God, they getting all the bottom bitches.
Yeah,
Shit.
Goldie. That's funny that Fox is doing that, man. That's a cry for desperation at this point to
It
me.
is. It is, man.
That's a
Like,
cry for desperation.
my God, like Netflix making. I'm just saying, Netflix is the future, brother. I'm
Yeah.
saying. Like we already said, shit, it's gonna be enough Netflix shows to last us when Xander should be my age.
Oh
I'm
man,
29, so.
yeah. Oh man, for days, and still can't. You still can't watch all of them.
Right.
All right, next up, George R. Martin teasing a Game of Thrones prequel series.
Dude, I need to see that. 'Cause, oh, bruh,
Yeah, I think it's gonna be
why
based around
not?
Attorney at Harrenhal. I think it's gonna be based around all that stuff with Rhaegar Targaryen, the tournament at Harrenhal. Everything then in the war for the dawn, not the war for the dawn, the war of man, where's my guy? Where Rhaegar and the Targaryen family fight against everybody else, basically over, the Stark's sister,
Oh,
the
you're talking
Stark
about
daughter.
the Mad King War.
Yeah, Mad King War. Yeah, so that'd be
Yeah.
interesting. I'd be interested in seeing. I mean, the only thing I guess that is kind of would suck to a certain extent is that we kind of know what happens. Like, who you're not gonna be shocked in who dies.
You're not gonna be shocked at who dies, but you're gonna want to see
See
how
how it went
every but
down.
you won't want to get questions answered about certain things
Yeah,
at
and it's probably
the
so small the things that happen that you do be like,
Right.
oh snap, I didn't know that they was that crooked,
Right,
because
right, right.
allegedly, supposedly that Littlefinger started this whole war, supposedly.
I wouldn't be surprised. It's the game
Like everything
is.
is Littlefinger started everything.
Yeah, shit, I'm not surprised.
Just to get, just his whole goal at first is to get Ned's wife,
Yeah, Catelyn Stark,
Catelyn's
yeah.
being, that was his goal originally, but then after, she was dissing him and stuff, then he was like, well, time for you to die. And that's when she died at the Freys. So it'd be interesting. I'm looking for, I need George R. R. Martin to finish the book first, maybe, man.
I mean, from what I mean, for all, I mean, especially even going into that, man, just I want to see, because like I said, I really have never really read the books like that, like just to be totally honest.
Yeah.
But I'm curious if they're gonna have like two more seasons left, from what I
Yeah, it's
understand.
two more. Yep. Seven episodes each
So,
season, though, instead of 10.
and you know what I'm kind of curious about, since a whole season happened, this character ain't appeared. And I was watching like a Watch Mojo thing. Shout out to Watch Mojo. This video on Game of Thrones talking about Lady Stoneheart, and I'm like, "Fuck!" I'm like, if Lady Stoneheart is that real, I want to see her. If we got two more seasons, I wonder if they're going to ever
See,
implement her in the story.
I don't think they are, man. I thought they were when the whole thing happened with the Hound at the end of the last season. I thought that when it was like, you gotta roll with us, I thought she was gonna come up behind a tree or something, like, what's up, like, type thing. And that didn't happen, man. So, because the whole thing with Lady Stoneheart is she basically, well, one of the dire wolves, the Nymeria, not Sansa's, damn,
Jon
I can't remember nobody's name now. No, Nymeria, who was
Snow's, Brands,
no, my girl, the assassin,
Arya.
Arya is Nymeria. She ran away. Remember, she ran away when she got away. Nymeria ran away. Well, supposedly
Right.
Nymeria in the books, Nymeria grabs Catelyn Stark out after the Frey thing. They dumped her body in the river where the twins are, and Nymeria the dire wolf, she's roaming. She's just roaming the countryside throughout the rest of these books. Just on adult, like on the, and picking up other direwolves too, though. So she got a pack. So that's the thing I want to see too. She got a pack of direwolves that roll with her. But she drags Catelyn Stark's body out of the water, and then the Brotherhood with no banners find her body. And then old boy, the dude that gives his life constantly or whatever, Darios or Davo Darios or something like that. He gives his That's the power of being able to do that, and give man regives Catelyn Stark, it gives him his life to Catelyn Stark can live, and that's how Lady Stormheart is created, and she ends up being a leader of Brotherhood No Banners.
I heard she used to be SB
Oh yeah, she
Perkin
killed a
or
whole bunch of
something.
people, man. Like in the books right now, at the end, she's hanging Podrick and what's my girl, the Brienne.
Really?
Yeah, she that's the at the end of the word last thing you hear of them, she's hanging both of them.
Wow,
Because
wonderful.
Brienne, because no, because Lady Stoneheart told Brienne, you still owe your oath to me, you got to go kill Jaime. And she cool with Jaime now. So she was like, no, I already had my oath to you. I found, I did everything I was supposed to do. I'm not killing Jaime. And she was like, oh, you not? And then she strung her and Podrick up. And then supposedly she's got the thing going and she's trying to talk as, and nobody knows what she's saying. So we don't know if she lives or dies or what.
Wow. Well,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean, if there's a chance that she may not appear in there, if all that's supposed to be happening, I'm like, damn.
Yeah, no, she's cutting people's heads off, all kind of stuff throughout, like, All the stuff that like the Walter Frey, the Frey Pies, that's what they would Lady Stoneheart was doing. Like with the Frey Pies and all that, with her killing on, that was what the what Lady Stoneheart did with the
And they gave
brother.
that to Arya,
Yeah,
I'm
they gave that
assuming.
to Arya. Yep, they gave that to Arya.
Okay.
Yeah, they gave that to
Gotcha.
Arya. So yeah, man, I'm interested to see what George R. R. Martin do with it, man. I mean, he need to come out with the other books, man. Because I've read all the books, man. So I need to, you know, he just need to come out with the other
I'm waiting,
books.
man. I mean, who wants to see it, like stories on like say young Stark Clay, you know, seeing young and seeing him and Rob Baratheon when, you know, since they were homies anyway growing up.
Yeah.
See them run around, and of course, you know, see, well, you know, their relationship, you know, his relationship with Lyanna Stark, you say with Rhaegar Targaryen, the whole Mad King war, you know, and
Because
everything
supposedly,
else, you know what
because
I'm
in the books, man, basically it was rumored like Rhaegar was really trying to
saying?
take his father over, like on the low. But like when everything jumped off, he had to kind of ally himself with his dad because it was the family name. But he was trying to set up a court, like he was trying to set up a court where they basically vote the Mad King out and put him in power. Like Rhaegar wasn't a bad dude at all.
And but he said so he got but him and his kids and his girl all got killed by the mountain.
Yeah. So, but he Rhaegar wasn't a
Damn.
bad dude though. He was actually real cool dude. He could sing. He was like the one of the best swordsmen. That's why I was like crazy when Robert killed him. It was like dang, like when you find like the story, because these are all third hand stories you're getting. But everybody was like, yeah, Rhaegar was the bomb. Same thing with Arthur Dayne. No, that's the one thing I didn't like in the Game of Thrones TV show. Like he had this sword called Dawn. And it was like a humongous sword, and you saw Arthur Dayne there. You saw him murk out everybody, you know. But he had this sword, this big broadsword that was kind of like Ned's sword, the one that they took and split up into all different swords. It was like that big though, and it like yeah, like it was like super dope. It was called Dawn, and they didn't really kind of explain that too much. They showed it kind of, but then he was fighting with two swords, and it was like, what are you doing? Like he fights with one big sword, but. That's just me nitpicking it, man. That's you got to come on the Game of Thrones podcast, man, when we come back up,
Hey,
man.
since I'm fully caught up, man, I'm
You
still
fully
reading
caught
more
up?
into it. Hey, I want to see, but then at the same time, you get to finally see probably if they come out with the prequel, you get to hear more about John Arryn and
Yeah.
everything dealing with John, because John Arryn out here was actually a good dude
Oh
as
yeah,
well.
John Arryn was a good dude because basically they was basically the Three Stooges was basically Ned, John Arryn, and Robert Baratheon. That was kind of like the boy. That was like the crew. They kind of all rolled together. That's why everything kind of got split off from there and everything. And then, basically, once again, Littlefinger started all by getting Catelyn's sister to poison Jon Arryn, basically, which started the whole Game of Thrones. Littlefinger, once again, man. So he's got to be a bad villain coming. Bitch
Bitch
ass nigga, I know, man.
ass
So, all right, let's go into what we've seen, man. You finally got to see Birth of a Nation, man. What'd you think?
Yeah, I saw it on the screener, man. It was a hard watch. I'm not even gonna front,
But do
bro.
you feel what I was saying before, though, how it was like it wasn't like overtly violent, but like psychologically violent?
Yeah, it really messes you up psychologically, like, because you know this kind of stuff happened to slaves, but actually seeing it, and this is why I kind of said on Facebook, like anyone who's friends with me on Facebook know what I'm talking about. It's like I said, I understand people are mad and upset about what happened with the whole rape, the whole rape incident dealing with Nate Parker. I understand that, and like I said, he did wrong for what he did. Even if you decide that's all you're gonna do is bootleg it, watch it free, what you're gonna do, still watch it. Because what you gotta see in this movie, and it's hard to watch, it's necessary, yo. Because
Yeah.
it's like really necessary. Like, I was like, wow. Because it's one thing reading it, but it's another thing watching it. I'm just.
And the reactions of Nat Turner and his slave master seeing that, and it like I said, gives a juxtaposition of different how different people perform slavery. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
Like it was
right.
different levels. Like I said, how like a roots. Or like in other ones, no. And actually, I think the new Roots is good though. That's a whole another story. I think the new Roots series is better than people was trying to act like. But how like most slavery movies just show kind of the slave master being a slave master. You're like, oh, he's a piece of shit. But
Right.
you show him be making a bad choice and doing something wrong, instead of showing them being an a-hole across the board. Like, they showed him doing one thing, like, I'm gonna sell Kizzy and break up this family, and I'm an a-hole for that. Not being an a-hole where you ain't feeding people and, like, knocking them down to one meal a day. Those type of things, and that's why I think people should definitely see it, man.
It's crazy. Not only that, man. Basically, another important thing, especially a lot of gems would drop, especially when it came to the Bible, since you find out Nat Turner, pretty much how he learned how to read, was reading the Bible, and he was a traveling preacher, like we just
And they
said.
never
Like, he
let him
was a
read
tra
certain parts. Remember, they didn't want him to read
and
certain parts.
he said he ended up reading the whole thing front to back. So we're talking Genesis to Revelation.
Which makes you go crazy, they say.
And put like this, and me personally, I am reading it. I'm reading the whole thing just to
No,
read it
no,
for
no, no. They said
myself.
if you sit down at one time and read it straight through, you'll go crazy.
Oh no, you no, definitely no. That's 66 books. I ain't reading 66 books. No,
Yeah, like this is
not
for
in
like
one time.
jail.
No.
This is like a jail situation where you can
Oh
read
hell no! Like, I'm not gonna sit down and read
through
66 books in one. Nah,
it.
nah. You got to space that out, man. You got it, because the way the Bible says you have to space it out and read and take your. You have to take your time with it. But just like when Nat Turner said, when you read it and when you talking about, huh? Well, I read this whole thing and. Basically, not that the Bible, now he didn't say the Bible was bullshit, but he's saying basically what they pretty much told us and what they've been telling us to teach us is bullshit. Solely because, yeah, they pretty just screwed up everything, just told us to say, just told us to think one thing. But he straight up said, hey, just like he's saying, hey, you got to do with these slaves, it was also saying, you gotta go ahead and charge people right too, or something. We're gonna get this vengeance on you. And that he did
Yeah.
in 2 days.
Anything else you've seen, man?
Well, watch All the Get Down. I wanna let you know that I
Yeah,
watched All
that
the
was
Get
good. It was
Down.
good, man. It was good, man. Some people's
Yeah.
having a lot of people having problems with it, man. But I guess it was too close to comfort for some people because they felt like they did a cup like the double time rap when he was double time rapping, stuff like that. And I get that, but it was just a fun show to me, man. It was fun.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was fun. That's all it was supposed to be. It's not. I mean, if you, it all is just more or less a fictionalized version of how hip hop started. I mean, come on,
Yeah.
man. Just have fun with it.
Yeah. And some people was
Have
getting
fun
upset
with
with it,
it.
man. But it was fun to me. It was a fun. I don't think it was supposed to be like a actual telling actual like historical telling of hip hop. It was I think it was supposed to be these kids sit in the backdrop of the beginning of hip hop. That's it.
That's the whole point of the movie, and that's and then you get in seeing like how one person would end up becoming a famous rap star 20 years
Yeah.
later. That's like just let that ride. I mean, I'm fine with it. And plus, the and then at the same time, you can't get then you can't get enough of some of the jammy old school soundtrack on there. And at the same time, the characters on there kind of great on like one of my favorite characters on there is Dude Cadillac. Cadillac be having me
Man,
dying,
he's
bruh.
hilarious, man. He's hilarious, man. He is
Boy, he be on.
hilarious.
Boy, he get on that coat. Boy, man, when he was when he had Superfly playing in the background, this
Yeah.
nigga was tripping. But I'm like, wait a minute, but low key, he was fresh as fuck with the 70s.
Yep.
I'm like, okay, he fresh as fuck with the 70s. And he was out here grooving, getting his cocaine on. This nigga was gone. I love that, man. But nah, but watch. But yeah, the Get Down's a great show. Check that out. Been catching up on more Mr. Robot.
Yeah, Mr. Bro, I haven't caught up with the most current episode. How far are you behind?
Oh, I'm on the current episode.
Are you've getting ready to watch the new episode, or you already watched it?
No, I already watched it. Like, I'm
Oh, okay.
current. Like, I've seen
Yeah,
everything.
okay. So
Like,
yeah, I gotta watch
soon
that one
as
soon.
like, when I got a chance to really sit down and watch Mr. Robot, man, when I tell you, Mr. Robot has to be, and I'm recommending this right now to everyone that listens to our show, Flat the Fuck Out. Watch Mr. Robot. Mr. Robot is probably one of the best shows I'm watching right now.
Oh, I agree. Like it's that and Game of Thrones to me are the best TV shows out right now, period.
Hands down, because solely because like when you really kind of break it down, like yeah, when you really break down what's going on, like for one, and I know I some IT shit, like for the sole fact that I know the IT terms they're talking about, and for the sole fact is all the actual hacking terminology and the actual commands and all the lines that they're actually using, commands they're using are legit for one. So technically, you low key learning some shit. At the same time, so let's get that out the way. One, you low key learning some computer shit right then and there watching it. Like, so maybe whether that's on a hacking level, on a makeshift level, or just on a basic level, you learning something right then and there, for one. Number two, it breaks down a lot of stuff in like a socioeconomic format that it will trip you, that talk about shit today, which will trip you up. Like, it would trip you out. We really just be sitting down thinking about, like, wait a minute. That was very profound. Like, and then when you really kind of think about what they're talking about, just where this, like, usually they do that shit in the intros too. He's just like, man. And then you also got the same time at the very end, you got the whole learning about the main character having his psychological condition, which I'm not gonna spoil it for anyone, just usually I'll watch it, but his psychological condition, like why he takes drugs and shit, which is in the intro episode too, so I'm not spoiling shit. But like why he takes the drugs he takes for his mental condition and shit like that, and how I got a way better understanding about what's going on with the whole psychological mental health condition world. So I got family and I got people in my family with kind of like similar stuff. So it's like, oh. So, and then the storyline is just top notch, man. Like,
Yeah, it's a dope show, man. And then
it is,
it's
man.
a
And that's
dope
what I'm saying.
show,
I
man.
can't go on enough and saying, Mr. Robot. And it's on USA. I did not think USA would have a show that good.
Yes, the
Not
oh
like
yeah, I
that.
mean that, not what they got Burn Notice.
See, I don't watch Burn
Exactly,
Notice,
you don't. That's the point. Las Vegas.
right.
I'm
See
just
what I'm
naming the
saying? So
random shows
like, I
they
don't
got.
watch them shows, man. So it's just like, so I'm hearing USA got a show like this, and it's 100% like legit across the board. It's amazing. And oh, what's the other show I've been
Atlanta.
watching?
I've been watching Atlanta, man.
Atlanta. Bruh, me too.
Awesome, man. Awesome, man.
11 tens across the board. Tens across the board.
Hey, man, I relate to that whole situation so much, man. That
Dude,
down in Long Beach,
like the
Florida.
whole. I love that show because it literally show, it points out, it's literally just nothing more than showing Donald Glover is showing him as a fictionalized broke version of himself
And it's basically
trying to
like
be a
it's
rat
basically
mentor
a
in a
black
manner.
version of Jerry the Seinfeld show too, because it's random stuff.
It's a show
Every
about nothing. It's a
yeah.
show about nothing, really.
Dude, the episode, that last episode with Amigos, dog. And I had a, I was like, he's like, yeah, we got to meet
Bruh.
these Amigos or whatever. They thought they, remember, they thought they was Mexican.
Right.
But they was the
I'm thinking, like, wait a
Amigos.
minute. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that
The
Quavo there from
Amigos.
the
Because they
Migos?
thought they was Mexican because they called themselves the Amigos.
I'm like, wait a minute. Bruh, I was like, hell no, nah, man. It's a lot of cool stuff, man. Like, I love Atlanta. Atlanta gets a 10 across. I'm also want to check out Queen Sugar, man. I'm gonna try to
Queen of
start
Sugar's
watching that
good,
more.
man. Queen of Sugar's good, man. That's a
So I'm
good
gonna
show,
start
man.
checking
Me and
that
a lady
more.
been watching that, man. That's a great drama, man. That's a good drama, man.
I'm gonna have to check that
Ava
out.
DuVernay and Renee's doing her thing with that one, man. Me and a lady went to see Southside with you, man. It was good, man.
How is it,
It
man?
was
How
cute.
is
It's
it?
cute, man. It's cute, man. It like a lot of people was mad in there because the movie just kind of ends. You know, it's no drama for real. It's not drama. It's just basically the day on a first date. It's not.
Like, why I gotta have drama? Like,
No, it wasn't. You know, people were expecting like to see, I guess, them to show them getting married or something and all that. They didn't show all that. They just showed their first date.
nah.
That's
And just
it.
showing a moment in time. Like,
Yeah,
just
it's just
have
their
that
first
moment in
date.
time, and that's it, man.
It was just a cute, cool movie, man. It was just a cute, cool
I'm
movie.
with it.
All right, man. Battle of the week, man. What we got for this week? If everybody goes to Lando Calrissian Experience fan Facebook fan page, we're on there. You can get on there and the original Battle of the Week. What did the final results come out to for the last Battle of the Week?
Oh yeah. So with Battle of the Week. So last Battle of the Week we had
It was a
shoot.
Batwing versus
Yeah,
Falcon.
it was Batwing versus Falcon.
Or Sam
So
Wilson, or was it Captain America Sam Wilson? That depends.
Falcon slash Captain America
Yeah.
Sam Wilson. So Lucas Fox versus Sam Wilson. So if I have to say who would win, if we're talking about experience, Falcon. If we have to go off experience, we have to say Falcon. Only because it's Falcon versus Nightwing, who's more of a newer superhero in that kind of universe. You know what I'm saying? Especially that version, because like I said, this is Lucas Fox, Batwing. And so, so even though I'll give, I would say because of like the stuff, because of the adventures you've seen Falcon go through and experience and stuff he's been with, traveling with Captain America, having the adventures he's been having, on top of having actual military experience in the shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I would say and more experience flying, you know, actual flying around. You know, I would say experience wise, Falcon will have him like fighting wise. But if I had to say everything else, Batwing. Lucas
What
Fox.
is what was the votes on the page? What was that kind of around?
It was more so leaning more towards Batwing than it was Falcon. But I will say, and my boy John Northfleet, me and him, we was talking the same thing, and we broke kind of the same conclusion, which is, as far as technology, like the suit, the technology, and everything like that, Batwing got that. Like we can't deny that. Like his suit is pretty much like the precursor to the Batman Beyond suit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, what I'm saying? We can't, so, and so we know it's Bruce Wayne technology. So we know that shit gonna be top notch. So we're like, oh, Bruce Wayne, Lucius Fox technology. So it's gonna be top notch. And then at the same time, he got training from Batman. Like I said, so not to say that he don't have hands, because he does. Legit.
So
Trust me, he
overall,
does.
it
And
went with
he would
Batwing.
get some off on Falcon.
So overall, I went with Batwing is the most of the votes for Batwing.
They were leaning more towards Batwing, but if we had to go off of, like, if we had to say off of a true actual experience, probably Falcon would win off of experience.
Okay. All right. Let's go.
So,
So next battle of the week, do you have them up for everybody? Next battle of the week.
I actually have one. I'm actually probably see if I can go ahead and start designing the logo for it, which is going to be it's going to be the superpowered versions this time. So we're going to have still DC versus Marvel. Keep the same Black Superhero Edition. We're going to do black. We're going to do Blue Marvel from Marvel versus Icon from DC.
Oh, dang, I kind of got I kind of
So
got that.
we gonna see how this works, because like I said, don't sleep on Blue Marvel now. Like I said, we even say I trust me, I already know Icon is that dude. That's what I'm like, but I'm gonna see how good he's staying. I'm gonna see what the people say about this. So I'm gonna give it a shot and see what's gonna be said. So we're gonna do Blue Marvel versus Icon, and then I'm gonna have a couple more in my head going for the next few shows. But yeah, we're gonna start right there. We're gonna see how that happens.
All right, there we go. So last up, we got trailers. First one is Hidden Figures, which is the movie starring Taraji P. Henson, not Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, and Janelle Monáe as the first black woman to work for NASA. What'd you think, man?
I'm with it. You know, I'm 100% for that, man. So, hey, I've been for that movie, Hidden Figures. So, I mean, because it's something pivotal to see, you know, especially, you know, seeing like, you know, it's just more black girl magic, man. So it's just like seeing sisters, you know, in that time frame working with NASA, you know, working with straight up NASA, you know, and straight, it's right, and this is legit rocket science. So it's, you know, it's just like all the science, no, like this is rocket science, so you gotta know your shit front and back. And this is big. Like in space, and they straight did some shit that NASA was awestruck on. So I mean, all right. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think it's gonna be dope. I think it's gonna be dope. I'm looking forward to it, man. It's gonna. I
Hell
think
yeah.
it's a good. Like you said, more black girl magic, the better, man. That's the way I look at it. Period.
Hell yeah, I'm with it, brother.
All right. Next up, Don't Think Twice. The movie starring Michael Key from Ke Keegan Peele from Key and Peele. Kate Minichini. It's a comedy. What do
Well,
you think?
see, Key and Peele are hit or miss to me at times. I'm not even on front. So I'm gonna watch it. I'm gonna reserve judgment. I'm gonna watch. So I'm reserving I could only and this ain't no hating like that. Cause I know a lot of people are like, no, Key and Peele season funny. What do you mean they hit or miss? So I just gotta see how it's gonna work out, and maybe it's just. Maybe just because I don't know, I can be kind of a critic on comedy and shit like that. Because I've seen people, I know people hilarious. Like shout out to the homie Javon. So you know, I see shit. You know, I know niggas that are like legit funny out here. You gotta, so I have a real high tier. So like the Keanu movie, I seen glimpses of that not too long ago, and that was cool. So I'm gonna give it a shot, man. Just I'm gonna give it a shot. So I mean, what do you think about it, though?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like the one of those, any of those, general comedies. It's cool. If the lady wanted to see it, I go. But I ain't really gonna see it for real. I ain't gonna see it. Unless she want to really want to see it, and she not even gonna. I ain't gonna show her the trailer. So
Hey, she don't
if
watch
she don't see the trailer,
the, you don't find that trailer, bro.
yeah, if she don't see the trailer, then it don't matter. All right, next up is the Step and Fetch It movie of the year so far, Mr. Church.
Jesus Christ.
What's man, Eddie, man. Eddie's supposed to be coming back to stand up too. So, but this Mr. Church though, it looks like the Legend of Bagger Vance, but on a piano.
2.0. 2.0.
You said 2.0. You said Bagger Vance
2.0.
2.0.
2.0.
Yeah, come on, Eddie.
I'm like, really? I'm like, can we just stop it with the Magic Negro movies? Can we
They
just
not gonna give
stop
you an
it?
Oscar, man. They not gonna give you an
God,
Oscar.
they not. Just stop doing these movies, man. And the people who have done it, I think they learned their lessons. Like, nope, we ain't doing that shit no more. So, like Will Smith, I haven't seen Will Smith do a whole Magic Negro movie since Bag of Vance. And he's like, I ain't doing that shit ever again.
Yeah, so
Ooh.
bump that.
So, no, fuck that. So
Yeah.
that's on. I mean, Eddie Murphy, you still one of the greats in my eyes, bro, as far as comedy is concerned. Bruh, but
Quit
I can't do
trying to
that.
reach for this dog on Oscar, man.
Chris reaching, Chris, just quit, man. Like, I'd rather you get an Oscar for a straight up legit comedy movie. I'd rather you get an Oscar for Raw money.
Yeah.
Then you, for real, Raw delivery, no, or Coming to America, like some shit like that. I'd rather you get a fucking Oscar for fucking Norbit than Mr. Church, my nigga.
Yeah, see, that's
And that's how bad I'm saying. Like, nah, bro, don't nah. I can't. The black man in me can't endorse that, man. I can't. I mean, I'm just over those type of movies, man. Like, I can't do the Magic Negro movie. I can't do those, man. I straight up can't do those movies.
All right, next up, Underworld Blood Wars, a movie we didn't need.
Well, I don't need it, like you just said.
Like, who goes to see these underworld movies, man?
They're all our fans, man. It's just like you
Same
got
people that go
people
see
go
the
see fucking new.
Resident Evil, same people that go see the Resident Evil movies too, you saying?
Right. The same people go see X-Men movies.
I'm like, come on, man. This movie looks bad. Like, the first Underworld was cool because it was a different concept. It was kind of different, with the whole, vampires versus werewolves. Okay, that's cool. But then it just kept getting worse and worse, man. And then.
I mean, the only series that can last kind of like that on someone like an action tip that has been able to kind of survive has been like Fast and the Furious
I was
after
gonna say
like
that's the
eight.
only one.
That's the only one. That's all. I mean, and they found a formula that's been able to stick to that's actually been good and
And
consistent.
actually,
But
they had
you
to
can't.
go back and they had to get themselves back on track because what? After because the Fast and Furious 1 is good, 2 is okay, 3 was horrible, 4 was okay, and then 5, 6, and 7 were awesome.
Five to seven was legit, yeah.
Yeah, so they went like awesome, like right after that. So. Man, I'm good on that. Next, Will Smith trying to get an Oscar too, but this one actually pretty decent. Collateral Beauty.
Yeah, now that I can rock. Now that one, okay. I can like, okay, it's okay. Well, I can see
Interesting.
this
It
one.
said one like the what was it like the devil? Not the devil. It's like love, hate, and death come visit him to talk to him.
Something like that.
Yeah, that was interesting. I was like, okay, Will, you trying to get an Oscar, but this looks interesting at least.
Hey, look, like I said, I'd rather see that shit than some Bag of Vance level shit, man.
Will, like, man,
For real.
I'm above a bag of Vans now,
Right.
Next up, All Eyes on Me, the Tupac
What you think
biopic.
of that, man? So what's your
You
thoughts
know
on that,
I'm a
brother, man?
Tupac fan, man, and you know what? If y'all want to, me and Javon did a Stroud Low Cash special episode. I go into it, but I'll talk about it here too. They need to do that. Tupac needs to be a Netflix series, man. It can't be no movie, man. He's too complicated of a person. And I don't trust Benny Boom as a director that much. So I'm waiting to be disappointed. I'm not, I'm not going to be like, "Oh, I can't wait 'cause they did the Biggie movie bad." They did a whole bunch of stuff whack like that. So I'm
Like I
not.
said, we'll see, man. We'll see, cause like I said, because he is a very complicated individual. I'm not even gonna talk about that. In the 25 years he's been alive, he has led a very complicated life. So I'm curious to see how everything's going to be. Like I said, I'm going to reserve judgment too, because I know, like I said, growing up, I grew up on Tupac too. So I'm kind of curious to see how this going how it's gonna look. So But like I said, bro, I'm reserving judgment. I'm gonna give it a shot. If it's legit, it's legit. If it ain't, it ain't. Flat out.
Yeah, if it don't rock, then it don't ain't gonna rock, man.
Nah, not at all.
All right, last up, man. Ark. It's a Netflix movie called Ark. Did you check this out?
Yeah, I actually saw the trailer for it actually on Netflix earlier today, as a matter of fact. Like while I was actually trying to watch some stuff on Netflix, I was like, huh,
So is it
it
basically
looked
Groundhog
interesting.
Day, right? It's basically Groundhog Day, a sci-fi Groundhog Day, basically, right?
That's what
Kind of
Edge of
like World of
Tomorrow
Tomorrow.
is,
Yeah, Edge of Tomorrow.
sci-fi,
Yeah.
right?
I like Edge of
Yeah.
Tomorrow a lot too, for the record. That was a good movie.
Oh yeah, that's Groundhouse Day done right. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, my man. Yeah, my man did that one.
I'm interested. Well, like my thing is, I'm gonna watch it to see where it stands there. Cause I think I'm saying like the star ratings, like I think the star ratings were actually kind of at a good level when I saw it. So I want to go ahead and see where it's hitting for solely because I fuck with Netflix series. So I'm just kind of curious to see where it's gonna be at.
Yeah,
So.
I'm a curious man. I think I may check it out. I don't know. It looked kind of like cheesy a little bit, just because it seemed like it's staged on like two or three rooms. But I'm interested to see what it's talking about. I'll give it 30 minutes before I click to something else. All
30 minutes. All
right, we gonna wrap it on up, Ju the James. Let everybody know they can hit you up at, my man.
Yeah, most definitely. You can hit me up at JBJR official on Twitter and Instagram, SoundCloud.com/JBJR for my beats. And also, next month, in October for St. Louis in Grove Fest next month. Just letting you know, I'm gonna be there doing the beat battle, the Fresh Produce beat battle up there. Go ahead and come out, check it out. Like I said, that's a Grove Fest. I'll go ahead and get the dates. I'll be advertising on my social media. And also, I sell my beats through an app now. The
Oh.
SS. Yes. Shout out to my people of Starstruck Productions, Fox and Rick the Ruler. Shout out to y'all. I'm selling some tracks and some music through there, and that's where I'm starting to move some business to. So it's a free app. You can find it on Google Play, and you can find it on the Apple's App Store. So it's SSPRO, SS Pro. Plain White is SS Pro exclusive music production. JBJR, check out my music on there. If, like I said, definitely forward to anyone that may be looking for some music, some placements, holler at me. That's where we're going to be at, baby. Holler at me.
All right, we're gonna be going more consistent, y'all. We back. We'll have the whole crew, hopefully back next week. We have a special guest coming in a couple of weeks. We'll be all together, for our special guest, and we'll be doing a lot more. We back on track, and email us LandoCalPod@gmail.com. The Lando Calrissian Experience on Facebook. Join that fan page if you want to join the group. It's Marvel versus DC. I'm gonna try to get Roy to change the name in a little bit to Lando Cal, just to keep it all consistent. And then Lando Cal Pod on Twitter. Hit us up, man. We appreciate all the love, and we'll see y'all next week. Peace.
Peace. All right.
But